Well, all right, all right, all right. Welcome, everybody. We are live streaming right now on Facebook. We're live streaming on multiple YouTube channels. And I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome to Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. Well, here's the thing, Max. I know we've got a lot of people here watching the show or listening to the show. And they're scratching their heads saying, Max, that sounds great, but I never wrote a book. I don't know how to write a book. I know my industry. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I've got an expertise. I've got a niche, but where in the world do I start on writing a book? I'm already feeling overwhelmed. How do I do that?
Sure. Yeah, well, I can help them with that. Well, if you stay till the end, that's part of our special gift. So I'll just spill the beans. I'm going to give you a copy for free. Of the template that I use before I write any book. I mean, I use it for every book. I don't know what else to say. So I'm going to share that with y'all. So if you want, there's a lot of different ways. So first of all, you can write your own book, or you can plug into somebody else's book, or you can create a booklet. You don't have to start out with a book. You know, like I started out with this book and yeah, it was pretty challenging. Now I have people, if you're in real estate, you can plug into our system. I'll talk about that at the end, but you know, this is Robert Kelly, and he's in Richmond, Virginia. And we have a network of people all over the nation. There's opportunities like this where you can white label and personalize an existing book, and it's a lot faster and quicker way to deploy your book. So you can write your own book, and I'll give you the tools to where you can learn how to do that. You can plug into somebody else's book system, so like ours or somebody else's, so you can find out about that. Or you can create a booklet. But that actually kind of goes to number three, Jay, which is, one of the reasons that books are so powerful, whatever you create, a lot of people listening, especially people who maybe have written some articles or some blog posts, they actually have the content that they need for a book. They just don't know how to arrange it. So number three way that you get a lot of leverage from a book is content marketing. You know, everybody right now, when you know, customers, when they're going online to look you up, they're seeing what's there. And if you're not online at all, you know, that can be a problem. So it's like, how do you fill in that information? Well, what's cool about a book is if you make the commitment to either write your own book, a booklet, or plug into somebody else's book system, you do it once, and then you basically have all the content that you need for life. You know, so that's a huge benefit. But yeah, to get started, it's actually, I mean, there are really, really good books out there, published and Book in a Box Method, or two books that I read that are really good that teach you how to write a book. You know, how long will it take? I mean, I don't know. It took me hundreds of hours. You know, I'm dyslexic. I only read like 7 books for the first 35 years of my life. And then I found out from my friends that reading was so important. And all my friends who were doing really well were reading a lot. So I got with a dyslexia coach and I just got better at it. And I read, I mean, a couple hundred books, and then I started writing books. So I would just say to your audience, Jay, a lot of people think things are really hard when they don't, you know, even have any idea how to start, but it doesn't mean they're that hard. You know, if I'm dyslexic and I wrote a lot of books, everybody in your audience can. They just don't know how, and I'll show them how, and I won't charge them anything.
Well, I tell you what I like already. I like just plugging into what's already done so I don't have to do the work and just white label what you've got, and you slap my picture on the front of the book. That's what I like.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, it's a little more than that, but it's not a lot. Yeah, what we do, I'll just tell you what we do. Is like, you know, for Robert, when he wanted to be in our book system, we take the book and we take the workbook and we keep most of it the same because it's curriculum. It's a reference document. It's a teaching document, but we personalize and create local editions for people all over the nation. So we have a form that Robert fills out, or now we have a Zoom call and we can ask all the questions. We take the content from the book and we write basically Robert into it and create a unique book that's telling Robert's story, that has Robert's contact information, that tells the story of what we're trying to do with Save Your Publishing House through a network of local experts like Robert and people all over the coast. We have people from California to Connecticut, and they're using this in their local market and they're generating leads. They're going into places where they never were able to go to before and you know, market their business. And it's through teaching. And, you know, people who do well in our program usually hit one or two boxes. They check both boxes. They love seniors and they just have like a special place. Maybe it was like a grandma or grandparent who had like a special place in their heart. You know, they just love seniors. They're already going to senior centers. They like seniors, and then they like to, you know, teach and help people and grow their business. And that's really, that's kind of goes to number four, which is influencers.
You know, hang on, Max. Yeah. Take a breath.
Sure.
Before you get to number four, we just had a good question come in from James, who is tuning in live. And his question is, plagiarize? ? So I think what James is asking is, how is when you're offering people to use your book and plug into your book system, how is that not plagiarizing?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So they license the rights to use my curriculum. People white label. If you look up white labeling, it's been around for, you know, hundreds of years, and books have been around for 4,000. So it's a really...
Really, plagiarizing is when you steal...
Yeah, you don't have permission.
You steal somebody else's work, mm-hmm, without them giving permission for you to use their work. Mm-hmm. So it's not plagiarizing because, mm-hmm, you are actually licensing and people are paying for the right to use your copy.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Anytime that you have something that you can multi-purpose, that's a great way to leverage your knowledge, is to let other people use it. And yeah, in this world, you know, folks are very, very busy and they want results and they're looking for shortcuts. And so if you have a way to get people results faster, and it can help a lot of people, yeah, you can license it.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. So just to recap where we are so far, getting people, for those that are just tuning in live now, we're talking about how to dominate your market, how to get customers and clients chasing you, yep, instead of you chasing them. And Max Keller here, the expert, he's got five steps to do it. Step number one is change your customer's perception of you, and that is become an author, become the expert, mm-hmm, have your own book. Number two is, once you got the book, promote the book, not yourself. So now you've got like this third party entity thing, your book, that's actually your credibility. And then you said step number three is content marketing. Take another second and tell people, what do you mean by content marketing?
Yeah, so content marketing is basically sharing information and knowledge through, you know, whether it's audio, whether it's, you know, print. But content marketing is basically taking the content or information that your ideal customer wants to know about and teaching it to them, you know, presenting it online. And so content marketing can be blogs, it can be podcasts, it can be articles. And so what I've been able to do, and it's been kind of a superpower of being an author, is that once you create a book or plug into somebody else's book system, you know, you have permission to use your information or somebody else's book information. You can use all of that content in the book and repurpose it a lot of different ways. Like I could open up, I guarantee I could just open to any page here in the workbook, any page. I'll just turn to the one that's got a tab on it. Okay. So how much will you really make? There's some hidden costs when you sell a home. We're going to walk through some of these costs, and it's like a case study. So could I shoot a video and just talk about this case study? Is it a topic that somebody's interested in? Yeah, that's what content marketing is. Content is about the teaching first, not just a sales letter. It's about giving first the content or information that your customer wants, and then, you know, offering your product and service later. And that's actually kind of one of the secret sauces to this book, Jay, is that. And I'll let you go, and then I'll tell you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so one of the interesting things is that when you have a book, I see people make a lot of mistakes when they write books. I have a lot of people contact me, and they say, Max, like, this is really cool. I want to use my book the way that you're doing it, or I want to white label the book, or I want to create a book. A lot of times when people call me, they've already written a book. I mean, there's not that much we can do with it. You'd have to rewrite the whole thing. You know, I don't write poetry. You know, I write lead generation books. It's a special genre. I have friends who have a lot of different kinds of books. Sometimes they pay like, you know, $5,000 to write one chapter in a book about a time they overcame like their greatest fear. And so they can give it to people and say, oh, look, I'm in a book. And I go over to their houses and there's like a big stack of those books there. I'm like, hey, what's going on with your book? And they're like, well, when I received it, I gave it out to my friends. And then, you know, like, that's about it. So here's kind of the point, Jay, is that the reason content marketing is so powerful is because your customer does not care about you. Your customer cares about solving their problem. And content marketing is all about the answers and solutions to the problems your customer's having. And that's what made this book work, is that it's 99.99% about the customer, the rest about me. And the other secret sauce where people make a lot of mistakes is if they write a book or a booklet, they have a bunch of different options in the book that the customer can take, but all the options point to them. And if you do that, it's just a big sales letter. So in this book, I have a lot of options and places that seniors can go to and their adult children, but not all the options point to me. And when all, I just connect them to people, you know, for free. And so when you start doing that, you're seen, back to number one, you're perceived differently as the foundational source and the credible connector, not just another salesperson.
Perfect. Strategy number four.
Influencers. I did not know that this was going to happen at all. And I want to be real clear. When I wrote this book and workbook, I didn't have any intentions. I didn't know I'd be on here today. Like, I didn't know other people would want to use it. I just wrote it for me because I was just trying to scale my knowledge and serve others. And then when my friends and masterminds, I'm in a lot of masterminds like you are, found out about it, they're like, hey, you know, these are the influencers, right? They're like other people and leaders in the market. They're like, hey, you know, we like helping seniors. We like teaching. We like getting more customers. You know, how can we get involved? And that's how we came up with the co-author program. But I didn't know that that would actually be one of the biggest levers, is not just how your customers perceive you differently, but when you write a book, it's incredible how differently your peers perceive you. You know, we had a licensee, I'll give you a perfect example. Somehow his book got introduced to the mayor of Winter Haven, Florida. Do you think there's some seniors in Winter Haven, Florida, Jay?
You reckon?
Yeah, reckon, exactly. So out in your neck of the woods too, they're everywhere. So the mayor got a hold of the book. The mayor's an influencer. Okay, the mayor wasn't talking to this licensee or co-author before, didn't even know who he was. Now he reads the book and he's like, wow, this is unbelievable. How do we get this out to all the different, you know, agencies in our city? How do we get this person speaking at all these different places? So that's really where you see the power. Like, we have, I'll give you another example. I spoke at a probate attorney association for our county. There's like 50 probate attorneys. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the book. I'm teaching things that these probate attorneys care about because they have parents, they have senior clients. And at the end, there's about 50 people there. Maybe 15 people came up and got a copy of the book. I made pretty close relationships with about five of them. And now I have probate attorneys all over the city, and they've got a stack of books on my desk. And anytime they hear kind of that somebody's going through a house issue, they don't do houses. You know, they do the attorney stuff, and they give them a copy of my book, and then the person calls me. And so that's where influencers can really, really ratchet it up. And that's why number four is so powerful. You literally will have, you can get an army of people in your city, if you have a book, to be passing your book out. They know your customer. They've known your customer for 20 years. And when your customer calls you and say, Janice at, you know, the church gave me your book, now all of a sudden, you know, Janice has known her for 20 years and now you've known her for 20 years. So I've never found anything that accelerates, you know, the relationship process. And I want to, before I forget, mention this. You know, people overcomplicate marketing, and they talk, they think marketing is, you know, the blog or the podcast. Marketing is trust. Trust. That's it. Your customer has to trust you, otherwise they won't work with you. And so I haven't found anything to build trust faster than influencers in the community endorsing me.
And then finally, strategy number five on dominating your market
is quality over quantity. So when I was doing direct mail, and I still am, but I mean, when I was really ratcheting it up, 1 year we spent over $100,000. It was all about the numbers. It was like, how many pieces of mail? How many calls did we get on call rail? What was the response rate? How many, you know, it was just all KPIs and all metrics. But, you know, if you think about it, Jay, I mean, how many years have you been married?
33.
And it's great, right? I mean, I see the joy in y'all's eye, right? And I've been married about 15 for me, but that is a relationship that took time. You know, so if you think, if you have a direct mail mindset, sometimes it's very transactional. And in a transactional market, you know, 3-4 years ago, when you go on Zillow in my market, you go to Zillow, you look up my house, and it would just list how many square feet it was and what the taxes are. Now it says, get your Zillow offer. And, you know, companies like that, if they're not in your city, they will be. And it's like I don't know. It's like the opening scene of like Braveheart. I mean, these hedge funds can pay astronomical amounts of money for houses, and they're getting really good at gobbling them up. And so if you're just sitting in the transactional seat and all you're thinking about is just quantity of leads and quantity of calls, you're going to get passed by, because relationships aren't price sensitive. You know, you're not leaving your wife and I'm not leaving my wife if a newer model just like drives by, you know, because we built that relationship over time. And so when you have a book, the secret sauce is that people get to invest with you, they get to know you, they trust you. And if somebody else comes along that can maybe make them a little bit better offer financially, it's not about the financial at that point. It's about the trust in the relationship. And that's why I've never found anything more powerful in marketing. So whether you get involved in our program or somebody else's, anybody who's listening that has a business and they're getting customers, being involved in becoming an author is the fastest way to grow your business.
So just to make sure everyone understands how to implement this concept and strategy of quality over quantity, bring that home for us, Max. How do we implement this concept of quality over quantity?
Well, it's all, you know, people talk about delivering value, and sometimes you hear it so much in some circles that it's like people are rolling their eyes, but it's true. So quality is really meeting the customer where they truly are, not like where your car payment needs to be, and serving them for whatever it is that they need, and serving them at the highest level possible. And
okay,
you're able to do that.
Yeah. Are you saying it's more important to give quality, top quality over the top service and caring and genuine concern to fewer number of prospects than reaching out to the masses and not serving them as well?
100%. That's a great way to summarize it. Yeah. And you can do both. You can still reach a ton of people, but you know, your customers are self-select who really wants to go like deeper. And when you do that, you know, you can build lifelong relationships with these customers. Instead of just thinking about, you know, their house as a deal, think about it as a real relationship, because the money and to your business is not on the first sale. It's in the future repeat business. So it's all about the customer experience. Every book you read, I mean, that's what customers want, is they want the experience. And so with a book, you stay connected to the people, you serve them at a higher level, you keep that connection going. And then it really, all of a sudden people just start calling you. I mean, it happens to me because these books are in circulation and people don't throw them away. I mean, think about all the people that have given you a business card, Jay, or have sent you a piece of mail that you didn't want, you know, to your mailbox. I mean, you probably didn't keep every one, but how many books have you thrown away?
Exactly. Well, I don't know anything more powerful to use as your business card than your book.
There might be something. I just haven't found it. I mean, other than just like hypnosis or, you know, something like that. No, I think just ethical is the best way.
I love it. Well, Max, we're out of time here on the show. So I know people want to connect with you, and I know you offered a free gift or free gifts up front. So how can folks take advantage of your free gift, and how can they connect with you?
I'm going to make it real simple. Just email me at info@Savior, like our Lord and Savior, publishinghouse.com. You can also go to our website, customerschasingyou.com, and our contact information is on there. But if you email me, it's pretty simple. You can just say, great show, or you need to work on it. Hey, we're always open to suggestions. I'm here to serve you. We'll send them a copy of the book template. So if you want to get started on writing your own book, then we'll send you that. If you want to get more information about how our book system works, we only allow a certain number of people per area. So if you want to find out if your area is available, you can reach out to us there. And then I'll have a list of all my speaking. I'm going to be on the West Coast in March, Northeast up by UJ in April, and then we'll be down in Florida for the month of May. So I'm going to be on a book tour for, you know, about 3-4 months. And so if I'm local to your area, stop by and, you know, hear me teach, and love to meet you. But just two websites, customerschasingyou.com or info@SaviorPublishingHouse. And just let me know what you need, and me and my assistant will take care of you.
That's awesome. Well, Max, thank you so much for taking the time to be here on the show with us. Wow, man, you're always a breath of fresh air every time I'm around you. And so good to hang out with you. And thank you for sharing your expertise and what you've learned so far on what it takes to chase customers or have customers chasing you, rather.
Yeah, I mean, you have to experience the first one to understand how good it feels now. And when you have people calling, asking if they can work with you in a super competitive market where it seems like everybody's just running around, I promise you guys, you'll never go back. So just engage with us. And last, if you want a copy of the book, Home to Home, you can go to Amazon and buy it. Or if you send us an email for the first 25 people, we'll send you a copy for free and you can look at it and just you know, use the format and put your info in, and or just give it to a senior that you love.
That's awesome. Your email one more time, Max.
Info, I-N-F-O, at saviorpublishinghouse.com.
Saviorpublishinghouse.com. Perfect. Thank you, Max. All right, folks, there you have it. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. And here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next level. We'll see you on the next show.